Welcome to the Homegrown Remix Podcast. We will be tackling the tough questions that eat at your faith. Throughout the year, four students will dissect, discuss, and comment on each week's topic. And now, please welcome our host of Crossroads Farm.
Hello, you're listening to the Homegrown Remix Podcast of Crossroads Farm. I'm your host, Brayden, and tonight we have four students at the Shed who are going to introduce themselves.
I'm Elizabeth.
I'm Maddie.
I'm Riley.
And I'm Sawyer.
All right, guys, how was your week this past week? What did you guys do? Tell me something, a high or a low.
I ran a new PR in cross country.
Nuh-uh. How fast?
24.05.
Is that fast, guys? Really, really fast. I don't think I could. How far is cross country?
3 miles.
That's insane. That would take me at least an hour.
3.1.
Yeah, 3.1.
Why is it 3.1?
Don't ask.
For the 5K.
Is this like a, oh, is it like a metric thing?
Horrible.
This is America. What's a kilometer? Maddie, high, low?
We had a volleyball tournament. It was fun.
How'd you guys do?
We won the silver bracket, which...
Hey.
At least we won something.
Did you get hardware? Like a trophy or a medal?
I hope we did. I don't actually know.
Winning is winning, right?
Yeah.
I had a band competition at DeWitt.
Oh, I love DeWitt. That's like Lansing, right? Yes.
I don't know.
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We got first place.
In That's impressive.
Class D with a 81.1.
No, that's really, really cool. That's awesome.
I mean, I went to over the soccer game in Albion. He won.
Whose soccer game?
Colton.
Oh, fun. Yeah. Cool. That's exciting. Okay, so tell me a high from tonight at Crossroads. Riley was dressed up in a chicken and basically squawked his way through Let It Go from Frozen. So that was kind of fun for me personally.
How do you describe the game thing?
You tell me. What do we play tonight?
Try to knock people into a barrel while holding hands.
So it's like Ring Around the Rosie meets Red Rover. I don't know. You're like, there's this barrel, this trash can right in the middle. Mm-hmm. And we're all in a circle holding hands. And you had to basically drag people into the barrel. How'd you guys do?
I wanted to get out, so I let my toe touch it.
Oh, Liz was over here kicking the can. She's like, I'm done. I'm out.
It was fun. I got out, though. It was the third person out in my circle.
What was your strategy? Did you like try to like just like jump when you got close to the can, or did you like try to use your weight and just like pull people away?
Be bigger. Yeah.
What do you guys remember from the talk tonight? Do you guys remember the question? What's the question?
Does science mislead the Bible?
Right. So does science disprove the Bible? What did you guys decide?
No.
No. Why?
Because there's really not a way to prove that science goes against it. Yeah,
the Bible cross-references itself a lot, and it's pretty reliable. It is reliable.
There's just too much evidence to support the Bible and not enough to disprove the Bible.
Do you guys feel like this question comes up at all with your friends at school or around? Like, do you guys talk about the, here's a big word, veracity of the Bible? Veracity just means, like, is it real or accurate?
No.
It's not really a thing you guys talk about?
No.
Not really.
So do you think... What were you going to say, Elizabeth?
I was going to say sometimes, like, in science classes, it'll come up. I remembered in 8th grade we were talking about evolution, and I had a teacher say that we, like, came from whales, and...
Oh, what?
I don't know. We came up with a huge discussion about it in class, so...
Oh, in 6th grade, we had a whole, like, class argument. Yeah, it was the sides, like the Christians versus the atheists versus everyone was. It was great.
Otherwise, it doesn't really come up. It's not like, hey, how's your day? Do you believe the Bible's real?
No.
No.
Would that be weird if you did that? I kind of feel like you guys should try that. What would your friends say? Do they believe the Bible?
Something like that, probably.
Mm. Maddie, you're being kind of weird.
Let's just say hypothetically you did ask your friends that. Do you guys feel like, I feel like this is just my opinion. You guys can like say your opinion after, but I think your generation, I think 20 years ago, we used to fight all the time about like, is the flood real? And like, how do you prove creation? How's the flood prove, you know, the Grand Canyon, blah, blah, blah. And I feel like nowadays it's less of an argument of whether or not the Bible is true, as in like the stories are true, and more of a question of like, is it good? You know, is it impressive? Like, okay, we understand that the Bible says this, that, or the other is bad. Do we care? Like, is it Is that true or not? Less so whether the Bible itself is true. How do you guys feel about that? You guys feel like that's true or not? Was that confusing?
I think it's more like we don't really care about whether it's true. It's more just, I mean, I want to do what I want. Why should I have to? That's pretty old. I don't really need to listen to it.
That's true. I think people just do what they want and, you know, like, oh, God forgives me anyways.
I always think that when people use the, okay, I guess, like, when, like, a definite known Christian says, if you did something wrong, ask for forgiveness, people that hear that think, oh, I'm gonna go have sex and say bad words,
yeah,
and then be like, God, will you forgive me for it? Then it's like, I feel like that adds the point where it's like, oh, I don't care, as long as I ask, he'll forgive. Like,
yeah, also, at least, like, in my friend group, people don't really think or talk about the Bible very often. It just, you don't really talk about it.
Do you think it's harder to convince your friends that the Bible is real, or harder to convince your friends that the Bible is good?
Good.
Definitely good.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because everybody's mindset now is just like, okay, I just want to, you know, get a job, grow old, get money.
Mm-hmm.
Not, I want to know God, be like God, and then meet God.
Also, no one I know who is my age has ever verified if something is ever true. It just, we go off
work. That's true.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Yeah.
Are you guys on Instagram? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you guys, or like Twitter?
Not really.
Not Twitter, but.
Not Twitter.
There's like a bunch of like, TikTok. Sometimes when you like are scrolling, there's like a fact checker, right? And it's like, this could be misinformation. You have to like click, like view content anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So like, you feel like your generation just doesn't care about whether things are true or not. They just kind of take things as they are.
I mean, because there's so many like different opinions that we don't really know which one is true. Mm. And
so do you think your generation or your friends and classmates think that whatever they think is just true? Like, yeah, they just follow their own truth?
I think so, yeah.
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 What are some of the things that they follow?
Whatever I want to do is the thing I should do.
I know some people that say, oh yeah, I'm a Christian, but then they swear and do the like wrong things that like the Bible obviously says is wrong.
So how do you change their mind? How do you convince them of anything?
Maybe
start with yourself. Like, what are things that you have a hard time believing, and how do you convince yourself of the truth?
Sometimes I just have a hard time believing that like everything will work out. I want to know the plan or what my future holds, but I don't. Only God knows it, so I just have to pray and trust that whatever happens will happen for a reason.
Yeah, I have a hard time like giving up control over things, so like, oh yeah, God will actually lead you on the right path. That I kind of have a hard time believing.
Normally whenever I am in doubt or just not understanding, I guess I just think like of the one person, like one person that I know that is just, you know, faithful and everything, and like I think like if they think it's true, it's gotta be true.
So you kind of appeal to the expert, like,
yeah,
this kinda. Guy's pretty smart, I'm yeah. gonna he sounds pretty persuasive.
Yeah.
So getting back to how do you persuade other people, do you just maybe going off of Bradley's logic, just really know the Bible really well, and then it'll be like, wow, she and he seem like they really know what they're talking about. Do you think that would work?
Kinda, but you gotta have, like, the joy in it, I guess. Like, you can't just be like, this, it's true.
Stop swearing, yeah. Stop.
You gotta, like, show that, like, following the Bible and following God, like, makes you happy. To be, like, the, I guess, the hook in the line to like pull the fish in.
Yeah, I really like that a lot. It really goes back to kind of Jabin's final point about the proof of God being real is that you're real, and that your sanctification and growth process is real, that you've been changed, right? So I think maybe your best way to prove that the Bible is real to your friends is just to be living and walking out the Bible, being living and talking Bibles. You might be the only Bible that your friends will ever read, right? You might be the only church that your friends ever attend, so you better be a good translation. So I think that's a pretty good bar there. Okay, then what's coming up this weekend?
Murder mystery. Yeah.
Have we all been to Murder Mystery?
Yes.
Yes.
What are your favorite parts?
The donuts when we get back.
Huge.
Running around.
Gotta be the corn maze. Getting lost, finding your way back.
Do you care more about not getting lost or winning the competition?
Winning.
I mean, we're not gonna, I know whatever group I'm in isn't gonna win anyway. Yeah. I don't know my rights from my left, so we just try to have fun.
We try to win, but usually we don't end up winning. Somebody else is usually faster to get back before us with all the answers.
I think one time my team did win, but that's just because we made a random guess and we came back with, like, when the time was up and didn't even make it to all the stations.
So, if I'm somebody who's never been to Murder Mystery, what can I expect?
God.
That's good.
Yeah.
What else happens?
Fun. Like, there'll be, like, just the type of, like, calming mood, I guess. Not like a, it's not a worry, it's fun.
There's a band that'll play, and then some people will speak on stage, and then you get in groups, and then go out in the corn maze and try and solve the murder.
And you go to all the different stations, and sometimes they make you eat food that looks absolutely disgusting or stick your hand into stuff, and it's gross.
And then you come back and have ciders and donuts and figure out who the actual murderer is and find out.
And then all the while, you're just hearing random screams from far away, and you don't know where they're coming from.
Yeah.
Do you guys jump scare easily?
Yes. If it's dark.
No.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, if I don't see them. So yeah, I guess.
It just kind of
jump scare.
Well, if my friends scream, then I start to scream, because then I don't know what they're screaming about.
That's so funny. Are you guys bringing friends? Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Maybe. Lots of friends.
I'll try.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah,
we're having a pumpkin carving party at my house before the thing, so I'm bringing a few friends to that. So, yeah.
I have a meet that morning, so I'm going to hope to just bring my teammates with me.
That's cool. Well, you guys have been pretty persuasive, so I think I'll definitely come to Murder Mystery this, when is it?
Friday October. And Saturday.
Friday for the middle schoolers, Saturday for the high schoolers, October 22nd, I think?
No, definitely not.
No, not 22nd. No, that was 19th. Volleyball.
The 19th. Okay.
We'll
fact check.
6:30 to 10:30, maybe?
I think so, yeah.
Something like that.
At least show up at 6:30.
Shorter, though.
Yeah,
that's true. So it's Friday the 18th for middle school, 6:30.
To 9:30.
To whenever. And then same time on Saturday for high school.
Just later.
Just later.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Later. Cool. Well, hopefully we'll see you guys all there. So thanks so much. This has been another Homegrown Remix podcast of Crossroads Farm, and we'll see you next week.
Crossroads Farm is happy to share coffee joy with you through the delicious Rich Roast Coffee. You can order yours by contacting the CRF office at crossroadsfarm.org. And contact us to learn about our innovative ministry curriculum, The Arms of a Servant Leader, a 4-year strategic discipleship training resource. Follow us on Facebook at Crossroads Farm and Crossroads Farm RCI, also on Insta and Twitter.